Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in 3 delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals, and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at traceminerals.com. Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at traceminerals.com.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers Podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
We are listening to phone calls from Jody Hildebrandt and Ruby Frankie from Behind Bars. Very revealing phone calls that very much demonstrate the extreme mental illness state that both of them are in. One almost, I don't want to say one's worse than the other. It's kind of depending on the issue at hand. We're going to take a listen now to a phone call with Ruby Frankie. Talking about realizing that Jody has pled guilty. And this is a point in, it seems, the incarceration where Ruby may have been starting to lift away from the teachings, if you will, of Jody Hildebrandt. It's a very different Ruby than we heard in some of the other phone calls. This is about a 20-minute piece. Let's take a listen.
Did you see that Jody pled guilty today?
I did see that. Yes, is that a relief for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big relief. It's a big relief. There would have been positive the other way too had she not pled guilty. There's enough evidence that she could have been convicted for life, but that would have been messy. It would have been really messy, and the kids would have. So
do you and her get the same outcome no matter what now, or is there a chance that it would be different?
That's a really good question. That's one that I've asked Lamar. No, we can still have different outcomes. So Ellie asked a little bit about this. I wrote it out in a text to her. But so the next thing that will happen is I will fill out, and she will fill out, probation and there's another P, paperwork. And basically you go through your history and you tell them your history, which there's no history on me. There's nothing. Yeah. No criminal history. No mental health history. Nothing.
Mental health history? Yeah, it's called undiagnosed mental health history.
I'm also hiring a professional to do a mental health evaluation, just to say she's good. Like, there's no mental health problem.
Oh. I didn't even have words for that one.
And then that will go to my probationary board. Jody, she can lie on her paperwork And mm-hmm. she probably will. I don't think she's going to give them her history. But I think in the interview, it's going to be apparent that she's mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
From one mentally ill person to another.
And so that will affect how long someone, you know, because they're looking, how repentant are you? How much responsibility are you taking? How are you aware that what you've done is wrong? And she's not. She's the only reason she pled is because she didn't want to do life. She knew I would testify. The other thing is, on my plea deal, when I come up for probation, the prosecuting attorney can, will often, if they think that you're a danger to society, will talk to the probationary board and or write them a letter saying, I think she needs to stay where she is. He's going to stay neutral and not write any letter when my probation comes up, which is a really big deal. But for mm-hmm. her, he's not going to stay neutral. So okay. we can come up to probation and I can get off on probation and she may not.
So what does probation look like? Like, what does that all entail?
It can look like several different things, I think. I'm still learning about this, and I think it's... I never realized how complicated it is. I always thought you plead guilty, and they tell you how long you're in.
Yeah, there's a lot of terminology to know.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, half of the stuff that is said goes over my head, and then I have to go... You know, I come back, and I ask the girls here, I'm like, what does this mean? What does this mean?
Yeah.
But... probation could look like going home. Like, you could go home. Sometimes, mm-hmm. You know, it might look like going home with restrictions. Like, you can go home, but you need to live with somebody who's responsible and you can't be around certain people. Like, they may say, you could go home if your parents agree to house you, but you can't go home to where your kids are living. It could look like something like that.
Okay.
Or it could look like something where I have an ankle monitor. Or it could look like you can go home if you pay a $10,000 fine. Or maybe it could look like instead of serving the rest of your time, we'll give you some good time and you can go home in half the time. Or so I think that you probation, getting off on probation, I think looks like there's several different ways that that could happen.
Oh, I see. That's good to know.
Yeah.
And is that usually after you've already served some time then?
Say that one more time.
That's after you have served some time?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what that is going to be. I don't know if it's one of the girls said that it would be for me 6 months, but I've also heard it could be 4 years, and some people serve several years before they ever see their probation board. So I'm really still, I mean, I could be in there 4 years, I could be in there 30. Like, I really don't know.
Yeah. And that will come in February?
Mm-hmm. On February 20th.
Okay.
Yeah. And the news that I saw today, Jody's sentence hearing is also February 20th. So I'm going to make a request that we be transferred in two different vans. I don't think they're going to accommodate that.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, when I went to the courthouse last week, what they do, and they did this when they transported me to Utah County as well. They pull all the girls. There's only two housing here for girls. There's not very many girls here. But there's many for the men. And so they take the girls.
I want to point this out. This is interesting because on a previous phone call, she was talking about being a good girl and that she's not naughty, referring to the crimes. And that's in a previous video and audio podcast. It's interesting that she's referring to a women's prison as the girls, and then the men are the men. Now, she's not like using the term boys over there. The girls. As if they're all children. It makes me think that there's something in Ruby's mind that operates on the level that she believes she's a girl, like a little girl, not a woman, not an adult that could face true consequences for their actions. Saying terms like I said, I'm not a naughty girl. And the girls, it's just an interesting note on this whole thing.
And they put them in a cell together, in a holding cell, to wait, and then they get all the men together, and they put all the men in the cells, and then they start putting on the ankle bracelets and the chains and the everything on the men while you're, so you're sitting in the cell with these women you're going to the court with for an hour, and you're sitting with them, and then they pull the girls out and they line you up, and then they put the shackles on you, and then they take the men out to the van, the men's van, and then they take the women out to the women's van, and then you drive to the courthouse together, and then they take
How
you out.
How far
and they,
away is your place from the courthouse there in St. George?
30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Okay.
And then you sit in a cell at the court. So if someone's hearing's at 9, this is what happened to me. There was a girl that went with me, and her hearing was at 9, but mine wasn't till 11. So she went in, and she had like a 5-minute hearing. And then we sat in the cell and talked for 2 hours until it was my turn. And then we rode back together. So you pretty much spend several hours together, whoever's going to the court that day with you.
Interesting. So that means on February 20th, it would be you and her going together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When was the last time you talked to her? Was it that day?
Mm-hmm. It was when we were arrested.
Okay.
Yeah. I left early in the morning to go to a dentist appointment with Julie. We left at like 3 in the morning. And she called me sometime in the morning. And so I went back down. But when I got to the house, I mean, it looked like the movies. There was a red fire truck. There was a black van with tinted windows. There were 2 ambulances. There were 20 cop cars. I mean, it was.
Did you just sit in your car?
No, I pulled up and found a spot to park. She lives on a cul-de-sac. I parked in the cul-de-sac. And I walked up, and the driveway was just full of cops, and I just walked up to the cops. And they said, are you the mother? And I nodded my head, and so they took me and put me in the casita, and I sat there for a couple hours. I just sat there. And then they were finishing looking through the house and stuff, I think, and some of the guys were coming in and out with pizza, and so I think Eve was still there because the ambulance car was there. I was eating pizza with the police, and then once the kids were taken in the ambulance cars, then the detective came and patted me down and arrested me and then took me to the courthouse for questioning, which I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't say anything because Lamar was really helpful. Like, if you ever get arrested, don't say anything. I just didn't say anything. And she was like...
How did you find Lamar? Was he just assigned to you coincidentally, or did you...
So she has a... She has an attorney that she's used for connections. Mm-hmm. And I called him, and no one answered, but then she called him, and he said, I only do, like, business law. I don't do criminal law. But here's a number of two people who do that I would highly recommend. And so she gave the two numbers, and I got the number from Kevin. I don't know how the numbers got from... Kevin said, here's your attorney, and this is her attorney. And so, and that was the last time I talked to Kevin. It was a couple of days after my arrest. But so I didn't see Jody at all when I went to the house to turn myself in. I didn't see her.
Okay.
And I went, and they took me to the courthouse, and the detective is like, I've got all night. We can talk all night. And I didn't say anything. I just said, I want an attorney. So I could hear Kevin in the hallway talking, and then he left. And when they took me out of the room, they took me outside and cuffed me and said, again, they cuffed me again and then put me, they told me you're under arrest for, and then they told me two of the charges, and then they had me get in the patrol car, and that's when I saw Jody. I saw Jody was also in the patrol car, and she had surgery on her shoulder. She couldn't put her hands behind her back, so then they pulled her out and changed up the way they arrested her so she could drive with her hands in front of her. And then we had about a 45 minute drive to the jail. And that was the last time I spoke to her. We were in the back. And we didn't say a whole lot. I mean, we talked the whole time, but I don't remember really saying a whole lot. We sang hummed a couple hymns, and she...
hummed a couple hymns.
She was still justifying the whole time. She's like, don't worry, we'll have our day in court. And then when we were booked in, they put us in separate cells, and we've been in separate cells ever since.
Notice how she plays it. Again, it's kind of revisionist history that she's doing of she was still justifying it. She was still justifying it. Well, you were justifying it too, Ruby. You continue to justify it in several phone calls after all of this took place. It wasn't like you suddenly had this moment of clarity upon being arrested. You continued to go down the road of poor, persecuted Ruby. Yeah.
Do you hate talking about that kind of stuff? Does it trigger anything, or do you, or is it just...
No, I don't. I think it's fine. No, I don't mind talking about it. Okay. Maybe good for me to talk about it. I don't know if you
I was just wondering if it triggered anything. But if you're doing okay mentally, and then that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's I think putting the pieces together and just seeing, like, she knew she was lying the whole time. Like, and it's embarrassing too to, like, repeat. Oh my gosh, how gullible was I? Oh my gosh, how much power I gave this person, and I didn't see it. When I realized, so she had, her attorney's name is Doug Terry, and mine's Lamar. And And Lamar, you know, maybe a month into it, he's maybe not even that long, he's like, Jody denies everything. She denies having anything to do with this. And I was shocked. I was like, what? And I'm still telling Lamar, like, you know, all of the justifications and all of the, you know, I'm talking like a criminal. I sound like a mad person. He was so patient with me.
Because you are.
So patient with me. He would just look at me and, like, kind of dumbfounded, like I'd said 2 + 2 = 7, and I really believed it. And he would.
You did. And you are a criminal. And you are a mad person. You're not talking like one. You are one.
Just stare at me. I'm like, what am I saying that's so off? And but that's because I really believed it. But then when I heard that Jody was not talking like that, she was denying the whole thing, it told me she knew all along. It's like a little kid who doesn't know it's wrong to pee in their underwear. Like, they don't know. They're not embarrassed by it. It's like, Oh, I was supposed to pee in the toilet. Oops. But you get a 6-year-old.
But you're a fucking adult. So you're not a 6-year-old. And you knew what you were doing. You did. This whole act of, I was under her spell. No, you just are incapable of taking accountability for your actions. That's all.
You know, you get a 6-year-old who knows they're supposed to pee in the toilet and they're peeing down the heater vent, they're going to try to hide it. Mm-hmm. And that's when I realized she knew all along, and she's hiding it.
So did you.
And then I was like, crap, what am I saying? And that's when things kind of started turning. I was like, she's not been honest. I didn't know she wasn't honest. I didn't know she would lie. And it's like,
basically stating here that you too, Ruby, knew all along that this was wrong. If you're recognizing that Jody over here is lying and she's denying it, that also means you know what's right and wrong. I don't know what's worse here. I mean, someone who's mentally ill that's doing these sort of things that truly believes it's okay, or someone who knew all along that this was wrong, which I think is both of them, really, but continues to go down the road because they claim they don't know better, that they're like a 6-year-old who would pee in a heater vent. Nice analogy, by the way, Ruby.
What else has she been lying about? Where else have I been deceived?
Oh, you've been deceived.
What was that?
Oh, no, I was just, agreeing.
Yeah.
You did see it.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. And it was just didn't like this, the little string that started pulling apart this fabric. I'm like, oh my gosh, what have I done? Like, what? So I can talk about it now. Yeah, go ahead.
Lamar was just very, very kind that day that we met with him. It was a very kind time to visit with us.
Oh, like miraculous.
He and his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a way of like, he didn't beat around the bush. Like, there were some times he would say things that were shocking to me. Like, he would, like, repeat what I said, but he would say it in a different tone so I could hear myself. And he's like, is that really what you think? And I'm like, oh. And he would. But then there were other times that.
You have 1 minute remaining for this call.
Do you want to end the call, or do you want me to call you back? How do you want to?
We can end for today, and then we can always talk again. So,
yeah,
I'm just really glad that he's got you, that he's there to kind of help you through it. And
Yeah. Well, that first night I was in the jail, I just felt really strongly like, I'm sending you help. Help is coming. Yeah. And I just felt like that was Lamar, and he's been very, very helpful. I'm grateful for him.
Well, that's what we've all been praying for this whole time. So I'm glad that even it's a different kind of help, but I'm glad it's finally here.
Me too. I'll take it. Like, I hate this, but I'm taking it.
Of course. Yeah. It was good to talk to you.
You have exceeded the allowable time for this call. Goodbye.
Not exactly clear who that was on the other line. I don't know if it was a family member or a counselor of some sort. It was never really quite clear. But there you go. More of the delusions of Ruby Frankie from behind bars. We have all of the Ruby Frankie jailhouse calls for you and Jody Hildebrand calls here on the podcast and the YouTube channel, True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. If you'd like to weave your way through them as we have been, it is certainly a fascinating listen for absolutely disgusting individuals and what they are capable of doing. I'm Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe and stay with us. Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you like the podcast, be sure to like, subscribe, and press that bell so you don't miss any of our updates on the cases we're following for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast from True Crime Today. And thanks.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com. Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.